You know, while we were worshiping the Lord, I was reminded, Pastor Tom, of something that I believe the Holy Spirit dropped into my heart, and it was having to do with Isaiah chapter 40. And you all know the scripture, you know, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. How many of you know we need our strength renewed on a regular basis, don't we? Amen. We all face a lot of things that come against us and come our way. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. And as your strength is renewed, your vision and your clarity can be restored as well. Amen. Things that you used to see clearly but got clouded by whatever, as you wait upon the Lord, it clears the fog. It makes that which was clear and that which became unclear to be clear again. And that's recovery. And that's restoration. You know what? I receive that for myself. How about you? Just lift up your hands and say, I receive clarity. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall receive greater clarity. And even further direction. Oh yes, sometimes there will be correction. But oh, further direction shall come to thee as you wait upon me. Greater clarity, the ability to see what you once saw, but the ability to see even more keenly, even as the eyes of an eagle have extremely keen sight. So am I now adjusting my son's and my daughter's sight to make you even more keen and to make you even more sensitive to your spirit. So rise up like the eagle. You'll see further. You'll go further. You'll get stronger. And you will last much, much longer than you would if you hadn't take time to wait on me. Glory to God. Let's pray. Paso tolama. Roko shtele brata la masata. Ah, thank you, Father, for that. I guess kind of what I sense, Pastor Tom, is like, it's like a fine-tuning in our eyesight. It's like a fine-tuning. I don't really understand, you know, cameras that much, but I know that you can, can't you fine-tune them to where what was distant, focused, which was distant becomes close, becomes near. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ha-ha. We thank you, Father, for that. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it for this day and for this hour. For never was there a day like this day. And never was there an hour like this hour. Oh, my. My. Oh, come on up. Come on up. Let us come up higher. Take us higher, dear Lord. Take us higher, Lord. Hambro di stepla pasele kesta tola maya. Oh, bredi gene matrata. I praise you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. What I was going to say before that came, while back, this thought came to me, I believe, from the Holy Ghost. Those that wait upon the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Okay. Waiting upon me is a major key to your youth being renewed. For your strength being renewed. Yea, waiting upon me is as it has been taught in Koinonia and drawing near to me. It is a major key to your youth being renewed. For your strength being renewed. And the Bible says it'll be just like the eagles. Just like the eagles. Just like the eagles. Seeing like the eagle. Soaring like the eagle. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what do you say, guys? We live long. What do you say? We live strong. You know, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. I don't know when. You know, some people say they might know when. Take a number. Somebody's going to get it right sooner or later. Jesus is coming. And so I want to be ready. And I want to be able to fulfill all the will. Not part of the will, but I want to be able to fulfill all the will. To fulfill all the will, I've got to be all in. Well, I'm in Christ. That's great, and that's a positional truth. And we can do all things in and through Christ, which strengthens us. But what I'm talking about being all in, I'm talking about being all in. I mean in. Glory to God. In prayer. In worship. Hallelujah. Bible talks about being prepared for every good work. You know, Timothy said that. He told us, you know, in a great house, there's, you know, these kind of vessels and there's pure vessels. And he told us to lay aside those vessels that are contaminated. Matter of fact, let's look at that, 2 Timothy. And you mind we just obey the Holy Ghost? Let's look at 2 Timothy. And you guys can, you can be seated. 2 Timothy. And I think it's chapter 2. Chapter 2, I think. Could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Have you ever been wrong? Well, I'm right about this one. All right. So look at 2 Timothy 2. We're talking about being all in and being prepared. Amen? And the Holy Spirit will prepare you. He will fit you. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Praise the Lord. And verse 20, it says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Okay? And it says in verse 21 of 2 Timothy 2, verse 21 says, if any man purge himself from these. Okay, so whose responsibility is it then to purge oneself? Well, it's my responsibility, right? It's your responsibility. Purge himself from what? Purge himself from these, which are of wood and of earth, which is, of course, a type of the flesh. If any man purge himself, therefore, from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Woo, glory to God. A vessel unto honor. Vessels unto honor, honor the Lord. They honor him. And he said, if any man will honor me, I'm going to honor him. And so it's an honorable thing then to purge yourself from anything that would hinder you from being all in and being prepared for what God has prepared for you. We did a message years ago. The question was, are you prepared for what God has prepared for you? You got to believe that God's got some things prepared for you.
That's right. Amen.
Eye has not seen him. Ear has not heard him. Neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them. But notice this. God reveals these things to us by his Spirit. Aren't you glad he's a revealer? So are we prepared as a church for what God has prepared for us? Are we prepared in prayer? Are we prepared in resource? Are we prepared in fervency? Now notice verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. And what?
Every good.
And what? And prepared for every good work. There's some good works, guys, that he wants us to do. There's some good works that he wants each and every one of us in this Holy Ghost church to do. Hallelujah. He said, the works that I do, he shall do also. And then even greater works. Preparation. Preparation time is never wasted time. Let's look at this particular set of scriptures, if we could, in the Message translation. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, right on through verse 21. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Prepared. And somebody would say, yeah, but I'm not prepared. I'm very unprepared. Yea, saith the Lord, there's yet time for you. For the trumpet has not sounded as of yet. Time as we know it is coming to a quick close. So be ready. Roll up your sleeves and get ready and be prepared. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Notice this in the Message. In a well-furnished kitchen, how many of you have a well-furnished kitchen? I'm becoming more familiar with the kitchen on a regular basis. It took Brenda a long time to train me, but I think she's just about got it. Yeah. Anyway, in a well-furnished kitchen, there are not only crystal goblets and silver platters, but waste cans and compost buckets. You know, recently the garbage or whatever they call it. They have compost, and then what's the other one?
Recycle.
And the other one is landfill. So I'm really trying to get familiar with that. It's time to take the garbage out. And I said, oh, Brenda, is this compost or is this landfill? And, you know, and sometimes she'll say, I just put it in there. Oh, anyway. There are not only crystal goblets and silver platters, but waste cans and compost buckets. Some containers used to serve fine meals, others to take out the garbage. Tony Cook did a message years ago called Taking Out the Garbage. And he did an acrostic on that word garbage. G was guilt. A was anxiety. R was, I don't remember. What? Regret. Yeah, regret. Gar. And then B was?
Bitterness.
Bitterness. And then A could be anger.
Oh, there you go.
And then G could be whatever.
Greed.
Hey, we got a message going here tonight. That's good. Anybody know what E could be?
Envy.
Envy. Somebody take notes. That's a series right there. Wow. Taking out the garbage. Now notice, in your home, it's your responsibility to take your garbage out. Nobody's going to take your garbage out for you. Nobody wants to mess with your garbage. Amen? It's your responsibility to identify what your garbage is, where your garbage is, and get it out of the house.
Amen.
Get it out of your temple.
Yeah.
Get it out of your way.
Yeah.
Remove the garbage. Man, this is better than I thought it was going to be tonight. Verse 21. Become the kind of container or vessel. Say it with me, I'm a vessel. You see, we have this treasure.
Yes.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels. It's a treasure. He is our treasure.
Hallelujah.
And we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the what? That the excellence may be of God and not of us. So become that kind of container that God can use to present any and every kind of gift. Oh, come on, somebody. How about the gifts of the Holy Ghost? I believe with all of my heart that everyone in this auditorium should be able to prophesy. You do not necessarily need to be a prophet to prophesy, but bless God, you can prophesy. And as you're prepared unto every good work, don't be surprised by a word of knowledge that comes to you. Don't be surprised by a word of wisdom that comes to you, not only to you, but through you.
Yeah.
Through you to someone who may need a word in season. Wow. I heard this yesterday. It was so good. This man of God was talking about the word of knowledge and how that we really need to believe that God would use us in these capacities. And he was encouraged in his church, and he gave a testimony of being in a different city, and he was to attend a board meeting, and he was in his hotel room most of the afternoon, and he was just praying in the Holy Ghost. You know how you do? Praying in the Holy Ghost and reading the Word of God and having a time of worship. And he sensed the very presence of the Lord just come into his room. So he felt like he was ready for the board meeting. He felt like he needed to be prepared. And then he got this thought, you know what? I want to go have a cup of coffee. So he opened up whatever it is that you look at to find out where the coffee shops are. And he found this one place that was just so much better reviews than any other one. But then he looked down and he saw another one. And he had an unction. How many of you know that God can give you an unction about what coffee shop to go to? So he said, you know, I'm going to go there. God wants every one of his kids to flow in the supernatural.
Amen.
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 And so he went in this coffee shop and he walked in and he knew immediately this place was full of Christians. He just knew it. And so he's sitting there with his cup of coffee, and someone at a table is sitting with some other people, and they're talking and they're discussing things. And immediately when he looked at that man, the Holy Spirit said, I've got a word for him. He had no idea whether this man was a Christian. He had no idea that if he tried to give him this word, that he might get punched or be called crazy. And so the guy got up and walked out and headed to his car. He wasn't able to give the word out. And so he said, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I must have missed you. If you really want me to give this word to this guy, have him come back in. So our friend goes into the restroom to use the restroom. And he's walking out of the restroom. The guy that left for his car came back in to use the restroom. And he said, oh, God, please don't have me give a word in a restroom. And so he stood and he sat in a chair near the restroom. And when he got out, he followed him to his car. And he said, sir, he says, I'm not weird. That may not be the best way to start out. But he told him, I'm not a weirdo. And he says, I really believe that God has a word for you. And he said, well, go ahead and give it out. And he gave out this very, very exact word of knowledge, what this man had been through his entire ministry, and how that he was a minister that held up the hands and the arms of other ministers and always felt as though that God had something more for him, but his whole ministry was supporting the minister. And he was in ministry. And the word was very exact about some of the feelings that he was having, and he had felt as though that God had something more for him. And the Holy Spirit just read his mail and let him know, God's got so much more for you. And gave him certain instructions, and not directions, but just basic edification. Mm-hmm. And the guy just broke. He just started crying. He said, who in the world are you? And he didn't tell him who he was. It really didn't matter. And he said, well, I was driving to the coffee shop. I cried out to the Lord and said, oh, God, because he was discouraged. He said, oh, God, I need a word. And God moved on this man of God. The same God who moved on this man of God can move on you as a man or as a woman of God. And it just changed this minister's attitude and gave him hope and brought fresh wind into his spirit. That's simply a word of knowledge in tune with him, being prepared unto every good work. Amen. And there's good works that he's got for each and every one of us. Do not hinder or limit yourself by thinking because you're not up behind a pulpit that God can't use you. In this day and this hour, he needs everyone to be ready, to be available, and to be prepared unto every good work. Glory to God. I thought you'd be interested in that. I just want to encourage you. Pray. You know? And you know, you're not going to have a word every morning on what cereal to eat. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about there's real needs out here.
Yes, there are.
There's real people going through real things. And we've got the answer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's bring that verse up again. I didn't intend to go this way tonight, but I think it's all good. In verse 21, become the kind of container. Become the kind of vessel. Purpose in your heart. You are going to be that person. You're going to be that man. You're going to be that woman. You're not just going to be the kind of person that comes to get something. You're going to be the kind of person that comes to give something.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
In life, in church, in your marriage, whatever the case might be.
Amen.
Become the kind of container. I love that. The vessel. God can use to present any and every kind of gift to His gifts, to His guests for their blessing. Woo! Glory to God. And let's read the next verse. And here is verse 22. Run away from all that infantile indulgence. In other words, grow up. Stop being a baby and stop being an infant when you should be an adult. Don't wait on everybody to wait on you. We're no longer babies. Run away from infantile indulgence. Run after mature righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Joining those who are in honest and serious prayer before God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. Is there a word in here for us? I believe there is. Is there an encouragement for us? I believe there is. What do you say? We go all in. And we go all the way with the Lord.
Amen.
Stand up, everybody. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sure there's more, but I think that's enough for tonight. Glory to God. Let's just praise a minute. Give Him glory. Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, may our sight be sensitized. May our vision be like that of an eagle, Lord. Hahambro castaliana nabaste, frasongli kista palanala. No longer listening to the lies of the enemy. No longer reasoning. No longer doubting. No longer pouting. Oh, no, no. No longer staying on the lowlands of unbelief and anxiety. But it's time now to come up. And in coming up, you must gird up the very loins of your mind and dare to think like I think and dare to speak what I have spoken. Ha ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get an image. Conceive in your spirit all the will of the plan of God. Hallelujah. PT, let's sing something. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. I'm going to talk. I don't know. My next series might be just flat called one word, imagination. It's so important. It's so important that we see ourselves and we see what God is saying, so we can do what God wants us to do. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father. I only say what I hear the Father say. Amen. Glory to God. You have anything to add to that? You got an eagle?
I just heard someone say this recently. I'm talking a lot about eagles, but it just seems like somebody needs to hear this as well. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but an eagle is not a kind of bird that has to flap its wings to fly. Flapping of the wings represents us trying to do everything in our own power.
Yeah, that's good.
And our own strength.
Yeah.
And the Bible has so much to say about eagles. What does an eagle do? An eagle just spreads its wings out, finds a high place, and lets the wind carry him.
Ha, ha, ha.
And I just saw that tonight as you were talking so much about eagle, that there are people either in here or listening online, watching online. You've been struggling. You've been trying to make things happen in your own strength, working so hard. I mean, if a bird is just constantly flapping its wings, they're going to get exhausted. But we aren't a bird. We're eagles in the realm of the spirit. So find that high place. Find that place of rest. That place that the Bible says we've been raised up together with him. Find that place, spread out your spiritual wings, and let the wind of the Spirit cause you to soar.
Praise the Lord.
Higher. Take you where you need to go.
Uh-huh. So soar now on the thermals of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
let the wind of the Holy Spirit take you higher. For it has never been by your own might. It has never been by your own strength, but it has always been and will always be by the Spirit of the Lord. As you spread your wings and let me take you higher, you will not burn out. You will not be frustrated by the works of the flesh. But you'll truly enter in then through the work of the Holy Spirit. And that only is what will last and will endure. Amen.